Jim Taylor back on RFD today, and we're on location today in Davenport, Iowa at the Riverbend Food Bank, and we're celebrating the Bushels for Hunger program that started back in 2010, a local county Farm Bureau effort, and Jeff Kerwin, the former Mercer County Farm Bureau president, now representing the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors. But this is a nice event and a nice contribution made in 2018, I think $19,000, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is, Jim, and I mean, this is an ongoing effort that started, as you said, 8 years ago, and we continue to show our support. It always amazes me year in and year out when we come do this. There's been, obviously when grain prices were higher, we had higher donations, but it's the support of our ag community that really shows up on an event like this in a nice contribution of $19,000.
Yeah, let's back up. Give us logistically kind of how it works, because it's a local county Farm Bureau effort. It's a local grain elevator effort, and then it's a local food bank effort with the Riverbend Food Bank is located in Davenport, but I think it serves 22 counties basically on both sides of the river. So give us a thumbnail sketch of how this works.
So how it works is farmers, when they're hauling grain in the elevators, we try and get signs out and things, posters on their billboard, and showing that, hey, think about it, make a contribution of grain to the elevator, and then the elevator in turn, so let's say you give 100 bushels, they use that daily price and then cash that into an account that goes for the Bushels for Hunger. And then, of course, that's what we presented today, was that $19,000 check of the grain proceeds to the Bushels for Hunger. And then from that point, the group here at Riverbend will redistribute the food in our area. I think Mercer County has been a very benefited from it, over the past, because I've helped serve and hand out the meals and hand out the produce and things. So it's just a great effort all the way around.
Yeah, I know Mike Miller, who's the director of the Riverbend Food Bank, in his presentation, he said, in 2010, when grain prices were up near $8 for corn, making the contributions, maybe it wasn't that challenging, but farmers are still stepping up here in 2018 when grain prices are nowhere near $8.
Yeah, really, you could say we probably donate the same amount of bushels, but back then when corn was $8 or $7, it was a bigger contribution. Yeah. So ultimately, I think now we need to talk about getting more people involved with it, more farmers involved with it. Think about it when you're delivering that grain, and you can start even today. If you're moving grain and you see the piece on what we're doing and the benefits of it, make a 100 bushel contribution, because it all goes to a good cause.
Yeah, and I think they said with the contribution here this year, a million meals, right?
Yeah.
A million. So react to that, a million meals, man. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, think about that. A little over $200,000 total to date, and that computes to a million meals for families around the Quad City area. That's impressive.
Yeah, and that's a grassroots type of situation. And you see the participation from the grain elevators that I think is so important. We talk about the local county Farm Bureau level in the Riverbend Food Bank. Grassroots people don't realize sometimes how powerful and the results you can get from doing grassroots things.
Absolutely, Jim. I think it starts there. It's an awareness, and then you got to convey that awareness to actual donations. And then, but hey, this is going to what we do best. We're farmers. We produce food. I mean, you can talk about it, all the things we do, but ultimately, we're proud that we feed the nation. And this is just another way to show it. A million meals. Think about it.
Well, we just heard from Jeff Kerwin with the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors, and now Mike Miller with us with the Riverbend Food Bank. And as they say, math don't lie with the Bushels for Hunger program. I think since 2010, $200,000 contribution, $19,000 in 2018, and I think you indicated a million meals as the result of all that. A million meals. That's pretty impressive for, I think, 22 counties in Iowa and Illinois.
Well, that's right. With every dollar contributed to Riverbend Food Bank makes it possible for us to distribute 5 meals. This is an amazing milestone that we've hit today, to hit 1 million meals. We don't have that many million meal donors, and now Illinois Farm Bureau is one of them.
Well, and you brought up a great point to the audience that was here today about nutrition and ag and Farm Bill. And we know the negotiation occurring with a new Farm Bill in 2018. Share some of those thoughts that you told this audience today.
Sure. I was just in Washington this week for the Anti-Hunger Policy Conference, and I spoke with each member of both the Illinois and Iowa delegations that represent our area. And we talked about the importance of the Farm Bill. People don't necessarily realize how much of the federal nutrition programs are in the Farm Bill. So there's help for farmers who absolutely need that, the way things are today. But supplemental nutrition and women, infants, and children, and school lunches and breakfasts and after-school feeding and summer feeding is all in the Farm Bill. And so the interests of farmers and hungry people are very aligned, and it's never been more important than this year's Farm Bill for us to work together.
You brought up the other important point about you can look at the Chicago Board of Trade commodity prices each morning. And, you know, back in 2010 when this program started, the prices were much higher compared to what they are, you know, as we talked to you in 2018. But farmers still contributing to this program, which I think kind of speaks volumes of how strong it is.
That's exactly correct. I'm both amazed and alarmed at what I see. You know, commodity prices are half what they were just a few years ago, and Riverbend Food Bank cares about people in need. There's a lot of farmers in need. Farming at these levels of commodity prices is not necessarily sustainable in the long term, and yet farmers are still contributing to this program. It really tells you about the heart of the people who work the land. I'd like to say very grounded people who earn their living from the land, who, in spite of all the challenges of farming right now, are still contributing to the Bushels for Hunger program. And I'm just amazed and just abundantly thankful.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mike Miller with us on RFD Today, celebrating Bushels for Hunger.